Good afternoon.
Hi. Hello. Yeah, sure. Okay, let's get the sound off of this. Okay. He wants me to wait. Oh, okay. Good afternoon. This is Tuesday, June 27th, 2022, 2:30, the 60-plus advisory committee meeting. Would you like to take roll, Sonia? Here.
Don Gay.
Here.
Patty Oliver.
Present.
Mike Kavanaugh.
I think.
Here.
Okay. Well, now, if you talk, you have to press this or not. I mean.
Oh, you're on.
No, you don't.
You're good.
Okay.
So we do have a quorum.
With attendance taken, I have some very sad and disappointing news. Stu Osborne has had to resign immediately due to a health condition. So we are just back to four of us. It is really important that if you're not going to be at a meeting, that you let Sonia or myself know, because without all of us, we can't have a meeting. No quorum. Okay, and I know that Sonia has already sent the information to City Hall to ask them to please put it in the paper again. So if you know of somebody who is looking to improve the quality of life for seniors or individuals 60 plus in the Newport area, please tell them about the advisory committee and have them call Sonia and have a little chat. Because we need to increase our numbers. We have some pretty lofty goals, and we don't want to exhaust ourselves trying to accomplish those with just four of us. So let's get some more people on this group. Okay, everybody have a moment. Please look through the minutes, and when you're done, I will entertain a motion to accept or make changes.
I make a motion to accept the minutes as written from the last meeting.
Thank you. Bryn's going to take a quick look. Thank you, Don.
At what?
Okay, well, I won't ignore you, but thank you. Do I have a second?
I guess I'm not sure. What was it for?
The minutes.
Oh, okay. I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's all of us. There's no one to oppose. So motion passes. Okay, let's move on to advisory committee members update.
Well, that was really just a talk about Stu and the fact that we do have an opening.
I think so.
Okay, to talk about Stu and that we do have an opening on the committee.
Okay, thanks, Sonia. I do know somebody who used to be on the committee and then for health reasons had to back out. She was also a city council person, and she now does nothing, so maybe I will, and her health is improved a little. I will chat with her and see if she's interested. Okay, we're on to the goals in our monthly reports. Bryn, do you have anything to report on goal one? You'd like, I can read it. Okay, dear.
I'm sorry.
Is this a good time to talk about our new
having trouble hearing
project?
What goal?
Goal one.
Thank you.
Sure, I think it fits right here. Yeah, I forgot that you'd asked me to do it.
Okay, Sonia and I have been working on a proposal, the goal of which was to work with the Walk with Ease program in a pilot proposal to solve two issues. One is the disparity between the program that is delivered to people virtually versus the program that people can take in person. And the second is to increase program attendance because attrition is a real issue with that program. So we have just received a substantial grant from ICNCCO Delivery Transportation Transformation Committee, thank you, to put together a pilot that will be a hybrid class that'll involve quite a bit of technology that will allow people from their homes to have the same experience as people in the class. They will work together. They'll be seeing each other, working together during the conversation part of the class. They'll be working together during the exercise part, and both the instructor and the people at home and the people in studio will all be able to see each other and communicate with each other. And we'll be working with Samaritan to continue to develop that the attendance in that program through the electronic referral systems that we've been working on. So that's pretty exciting.
That is really exciting. Thanks, Bryn. I do want to say that that program has always had a real problem with attrition. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they come to that first class and they, even though I would contact them before the class started and tell them what it entailed, I don't know if they didn't hear me, didn't understand, but they get there and they find out and it's like, oh my gosh, I got to come three times a week. That's a lot. So I'm looking forward to you helping with that situation because it's a big problem.
Yeah, it is. It's gotten better, but a lot of it has to do with really staying in contact with people during the week. You know, I do email all the members two or three times a week just to touch base with them. And, you know, it's a heavy load, but also it's a lot to ask of people who have not been exercising at all to commit themselves to a half hour of walking three times a week. So, you know, they're putting out a lot, and I think this new program is going to be really useful, especially for homebound people or people who are experiencing isolation, in that it will bring them into a community. So I think that's really exciting.
That is very exciting. Any other comments or questions for Bryn?
Sounds good.
Okay. All righty.
Well, that's very exciting. That's the first I heard of that you're doing that. And that, whoa, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's being sponsored by Friends of the Newport Senior Activity Center. And so they are the, the supporting agency, and it's been something that we've worked on kind of for a long time, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah,
and I just want to say Bryn did a lot of work on that, and it's going to be a really great project. I'm super excited about it.
Good job. Okay, goal number two, that's Patty and myself. Patty, you want to report on what you've been up to?
Oh, yes. Let's see, since the last time, I finally got to meet Alex, what is it, Lou McQueen, and we discussed the program for citizenship, and he and Darlene Webster, who is involved in a lot of the things, feel that, at least she does, that Sunday nights might be the night, but we haven't really established what night, but they both feel that the library is the best place. So And I said, you know, I have all this stuff, but I have no lesson plans. And I said, I have contacted the Department of Immigration and gotten nothing. When I did it before, I had lesson plans. But I mean, that was a long time ago. And so Alex said that a similar, in fact, almost alike program is being carried on in Corvallis. And so one of them is going to make contact so that I can go over, make a trip over and glean whatever they have. So it looks like that is kind of on hold until I get some lesson plans, but it appears it'll be after the 1st of September, you know, when everybody else is kind of back in school. So I don't know whether it'll be Sunday night or not. That's not, you know, I'll do whatever they need. And I'm about two-thirds finished on an article for the first part of August, the powwows. It's much more complicated than the first one. And so I'm trying to briefly cover some things that are confusing to people, like what does the term Native American mean? I mean, even Canada uses it, and Hawaiians, and what my goal is to, regardless of what indigenous group it is, the cultural things that we thank them for. And I got a list, and there's about 17. So I hope to have it done in the next couple days, and then have you take a look at it, and then carry on.
Sounds
I'd like
great.
To have it before the printed before the 13th of August, which is the mm-hmm. first powwow.
So that sounds fantastic. Thanks, Patty.
So as soon as I find out what I can do in Corvallis, I will make a trip over there and get that information. Okay, that's it.
Okay, great. I have been, Patty and I talked a number of times, but the thing I've been working on is getting someone to do a presentation at the 60 Plus Center that focuses on the LGBTQ community. And I finally found someone. I had no luck when I contacted PFLAG through, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, on their website. I got no response. And so then I talked to Sonia, and she said, well, you know, CM is doing the Pride Day. And I said, no, I didn't know that. So I did contact CM, and she is ecstatic to help. She is off wherever she's at, Yale or wherever, doing her thing. But she was so excited when I asked her, and I learned something else about her. She's teaching at Western Oregon University, which is one of my alums, and I didn't know that. So that was really cool, and she's teaching through the LGBTQ classes there. So I thought that was awesome. She said yes, so I said, don't worry, I know where you are, I know you're busy. Just send me some dates and some times, and then I'll pass it by the ladies in the office, and we'll see what we can do. But we're aiming for September, and hopefully before the Pride celebration. So yeah, so people will have some more information. And one of the things I especially asked her to do, or specifically asked her to do, was to give us some definitions. It's really frustrating for me personally when I hear somebody misuse one of those words. And when they misuse it, they don't understand that they've done it in an inflammatory way. So if we can just get people to use the right terms, I think that will go a long way in acceptance and understanding. So that's all I've been doing with that. Yeah. Any questions for Patty or myself?
I have a question. What's happening with the garage sales or drives for the different things that we talked about, like hygiene?
Well, we put that on hold.
Oh, okay.
Do you not remember?
Me.
Yeah. Well, it's because we weren't getting much of a response from the churches, and some of the responses we got were things that are so far out of our wheelhouse, like childcare. That's not, okay, I'm going to erase that I just said that. There are a lot of grandparents who have their grandchildren, and they're raising them now, but overall, the issue that I heard from the churches was young families needing childcare.
I think I might have a source that will help. You probably know about the Olala Center
uh-huh.
in Diane that, I mean, Darlene that helped me, she told me a million things they do and what they need. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I'll never remember it all, but mm-hmm. we might pursue that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Source.
And what about Grace Wins?
You were going to drive by and check them out?
I haven't even spotted them again.
Okay. Okay. And I haven't gone on that adventure either. Okay.
All right. Okay, I will do that.
This is kind of a side question, but Mike, did I read that the rec center was going to be doing something in conjunction with the Pride Week?
Yeah, we are over at the rec center. I know that staff is working with CM is one, and a bunch of different people with doing and hosting some events. I don't know all the details, but I know there was discussion on some events in the gym, with some events happening coinciding at the same time as events in the side rooms. And so that could be actually a great way to tie in both. So talk with Judy. I know Judy's the one that's been handling all that. I worked with CM on the very front end of that, mm-hmm. and said, yeah, we'll make it work. And then Judy and her went off to the races over there. So
okay.
I got a question for this. Have you guys, I see, and it's one of the objectives, and you guys are already hitting a lot of objectives, materials like for that are in both English and Spanish. Has that been worked on? Do you guys know?
I know when Peggy was here, I might have a tad bit of information about it. When Peggy was here, she did some research, or maybe it was, the gal who was in the office?
Dee.
Thank you. Dee was doing some research, and we weren't finding people who were readily available to do the transcription, and there was going to be a pretty hefty cost involved in that. That was that issue. Even though that's something that I think we're still wanting to do, it's a funds issue. And the reality is everything we put out should be in Spanish. Well, that's not likely to happen today or tomorrow. So
if I can add, so all of our flyers are translated into Spanish at this time. We're using Google Translate, which I ran it by somebody, the translator, and they told me it was perfect. So
I apologize. I forgot.
Awesome.
Yeah. I still have vacation brain a little bit, so I apologize.
Yeah. So every single one of our flyers, and what we're doing is to save on paper, we're saying in Spanish to see the reverse side for the Spanish translation on the flyers.
Awesome. That's great. Great to hear.
That helps.
Great stuff.
And what did you call that? The Google Translator?
Google Translate. Yeah, and you can just upload your document and it translates it. And it had a bad reputation because it used to be not very good, but they've made a lot of improvements. And it was actually somebody who had created a nice big website that used it that told me that, no, they're okay now. And then we tried it on a few pieces of different flyers, long text and short text, and the translator said, no, it's great.
Oh, that is great news. I'm so glad to hear that.
Thank you, Sonny, for reminding me.
So we're slowly marching in that direction then.
Yeah. One cool thing, just talking Google Translate, somebody showed me the other day, Google Translate has an app also, and on the app you can hover over, say, an English document with this app, and your camera will immediately translate it. It's not spot on, but it translates it into Spanish, or if you're hovering over a Spanish document, it'll translate it into English.
Oh, that is cool.
So even if we get customers and we don't have the ability or have a dual language translation and document, we can even do that. So that was something that I just saw the other day. So it was pretty neat. I saw it over the weekend.
I'm sure I will want to.
It's really neat. It was really neat.
Speak it, but limited.
I've got a question, mostly because I'm so new here, that what is the percentage of Spanish-speaking people that we have in our community? Does anybody know? I mean,
how many?
Well, percentage.
Percentage-wise.
Well, the last percentage I saw from the last census was, what, about 8%? Is that
something like that?
18.
Oh, yes. Okay.
According to the business plan that you were all just reviewed, but you probably forgot that number.
Wow.
So it's 18% of the population of Lincoln County basically is Spanish. Are they all Spanish-speaking people? Or?
It's Newport.
That's Newport.
And I think between the last two censuses, it grew by, I think, like 4 or 5%. It was pretty hefty chunks of it growing. So the population there is definitely changing and growing more.
I don't remember. I looked through all this and digested it, but isn't that more the younger people than the older people that are increasing the population? There was something that I thought was quite strange. But anyway, it's a large number.
Yeah, I think the kids number, the youth is, mm-hmm, is increasing higher and than the adults as a whole, or the total demographics. But it's definitely a population we need to be targeting, mm-hmm, and welcoming into our facilities.
Mm-hmm. And we need to keep in mind that the relationship between those from Mexico and Guatemala is very tenuous. There are, every once in a while, there are some problems. So I will keep that in mind, of course, when I'm working with them. But just
the Guatemalan language of mom is very difficult to get a translator for. So we're not addressing that at this time, just Spanish. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I didn't know it was that much different. Thank you.
I mean, I'm not concerned about my dealing with it, but I just think it's something we need to be aware of, because it wouldn't take much sometimes to set a little something off.
Okay. All righty. Let's move on to goal 3. Dawn, your name got put on there. We haven't done much. Actually, I haven't done anything in this area since the last meeting, but I am here today, so I was going to run over on my way out of here and check with Judy to see if, actually I can check with Sonia, if you have some policies I can take home and work on.
There's a huge stack sitting on my desk waiting for you.
That's great. That's great. I am happy to hear that. I always get a little antsy, like my grandson says, Grammy gets antsy in her pantsy. I'm not exactly where that came from, but when I'm supposed to be doing something and I'm not, so to come here and to say I hadn't done anything, I was going, oh God, I'm going to hate that. So I am really excited about that.
And you were, it was not you dropping the ball. It was totally on our end that we needed to get this back to you. So you were waiting for us. And I just want to make sure that we do have it on the record that what we give to you, then you're going to put together, and then you'll give back to me to review.
That's right. It's not done and okay until Sonia says okie doke. And then when she says that, then I will go into the center and I will move the correct copy of the policy onto the hard drive so that it's here. Currently, we have one policy in that folder, so we have much to do. Oh, I'm so excited. Thanks, Sonia.
Okay, and will you keep me posted on that? And
I will most definitely keep you posted.
Good. Didn't like the sound of that.
No, usually what I do, like when I finish the last bunch, I just sent Stu a message and said, yay, Stu, I was in and I got this done and blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't like anything for you to go, oh God, now what's she up to? You'll know what I'm doing. Okay, now we're on to 4, which goal 4 doesn't need any action. That's one of those things that we do July, September, November, and March, something like that. So, okay, goal 5, Don, we're to you.
Well, since I saw you last month, I've had out-of-town company. I've been on a major vacation up in the San Juans for 2.5 weeks, so my report would be extremely limited. I'll be meeting with Sonia on Wednesday, and we'll continue on and hopefully have a more complete report for you at our next meeting.
That sounds great. And just to let you know, in the past, we have, I think almost every year, we skip one meeting during the summer, just because people have visiting family and friends and they're going on vacations. So we will talk about that issue at the end of this meeting. Okay, any comments, questions for Don? You look awfully relaxed, Don. Vacation's a good thing.
I needed that.
Mm-hmm. We all do. All righty, we are on to number five, the supervisor's report. Sonia.
Okay, so we've been holding the coffee and conversation with Sonia on the second Monday of the month, and that's going really well. We've had just about 10 people showing up, and everybody has lots of input, lots of ideas, and that's going to continue. Don's really helping me to promote that. And more kudos to Don. Again, the emails are getting, you know, rave reviews. I get a lot of people telling me how much they enjoy those weekly emails and how much they actually look forward to them. So Don, again, thank you for pushing that. Let's see. My big news really is something I think you are all aware of, is tomorrow, which is Tuesday, July 26th, is the accreditation party, in conjunction with Hawk Diggity Dog Day. We've had some really good advertisement. I know that the News Times will have Susan Skidema here there to take pictures for us. And we have Representative David Gomberg, Senator Dick Anderson, and Commissioner Claire Hall have all agreed to come and say a few words. The party starts at 1. The program is going to kick off at 1:45, and I'm hoping that you're going to be available. Okay, and we're going to have, and Anne, I needed to ask you about this too, but probably Peggy O'Callaghan, Bev Farrell, and Anne Way, if she's available, to actually accept the award in behalf of the 60-plus center. So since those three people did a lot of work for it. Everybody chipped in, but they were the key team there. So that's my biggest news. I've just been really focusing on getting this party, making sure that it's going to be a huge success, and hopefully it will be. And then policies and procedures, kind of the secondary, or the business plan, that's where I knew something else that I've been spending all my days reading. So going through that right now, I'm still incorporating the comments that Bryn has provided me, and then I'll be submitting that to Mike, hopefully by the end of the week.
I have been reading that. I don't have a printer at home, and I get headaches when I read off the screen, so I have been reading it. I don't have any input on what I've read. But thank you for the reminder. Mm-hmm. Anything, comments, questions for Sonia?
A question.
Yep.
What do you think is going to happen with the parking tomorrow?
So we're going to have a tent in the parking lot. I am still hoping that we're going to be able to use. We've got a golf cart that the friends have sponsored, that we were going to have our volunteer shuttle driver is going to drive. And what we're checking right now is to see if the city approves us to use the golf cart, and I have not got final word on that yet. So if that's the case, we have somebody who's going to be stationed kind of like up near the rec center, City Hall parking, and they'll be in contact with the shuttle driver, and they'll let him know when somebody parks. We're hoping to have one of our volunteers maybe kind of direct people when they look panicked because there's no parking right outside, to let them know, go park down there, and if you can't walk, we'll give you a shuttle ride. The backup plan, actually, the volunteer had said that he would be willing to use his car and take the personal liability for that. And then the other backup would be, we have our bus that we would use to shuttle people. Not as convenient for going from one parking lot to the close other parking lot, and also harder for people to get onto the bus. So we're fingers crossed that the golf cart that is going to be delivered tomorrow will actually be able to be used.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
I've got a question on that. If we use a volunteer's car, what is our liability and exposure? And you can't just say he said, well, I'll take it. I mean, that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I am not sure we're going to be comfortable with that either.
No, I'm not.
So,
really,
yeah,
either,
no. Okay, so that is off the table. We will use either the golf cart, preferably, or the bus.
Okay. That's a good decision. It just kind of keeps us slate clean.
Yeah. And we can look at other city vehicles too. Maybe that a little more accommodating than the van. It just popped in my head. I was like,
a police car with a siren.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, there we go.
That would be quite the entrance, I'll tell you that.
Gosh, that's so tempting. Okay.
I think Anne might be the first one in line.
Keep my thoughts to my only if I get to ride with the dog. That's all. Okay. Congratulations to Sonia. She is the president of the local Rotary here in Portland. Portland, yikes. In Newport. I don't know where Portland came from, but all righty. So, and I read the article in the paper. It was, we've had a number of them in there, and they were really nice articles.
Yes, they were.
Okay, let me see. I take it the backside of your report is the department report?
Yes, that's correct. That's just the rest of that.
Just making sure. So it says Senior Center Statistics, June 2022. So it's fantastic. You know, it's amazing how the revenue has increased when we started charging for memberships. And it hasn't proven to really be a hardship for a lot of people. So I think that's great news. I know that was a real, Bryn, were you here when we started talking about charging for memberships?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a conversation that lasted, it seems like, forever in my memory. A lot of real strong feelings with people who were on the advisory committee at that time. So I'm glad we've moved forward with that. Do we have any comments or questions for Sonia about the Senior Center Statistics June 2022 report? No? Were any public comments brought forward?
No public comments have been brought forward.
Okay. Oh, Bryn has something.
I just have a question. On the 60-plus Activity Center Advisory Committee Goals 2022-2023 at a glance page, I've had this question for several months, and I keep forgetting to bring it up. Number 4 was to encourage all members of the 60-plus Advisory Committee to become members of the association. The association is the Newport Senior Citizens Association, which is the group that puts together special events. So the association is not really what we're encouraging people to become members of. We're encouraging them to become members of the center.
Yeah, I think that's a typo. Can we get that fixed? Because that would be misleading to some. Mike, are you the fixer?
Yeah, I should be able to fix that.
You know, we can probably fix it next year. It's just that, in fact, it's the
center itself
that we want people to join, because the Senior Citizens Association is it's a whole different
and they actually are not charging. They're not doing the membership anymore. So there used to be the separate membership for the association and the 60-plus center. Now it's just the 60-plus center.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad somebody cleared that up.
Thanks for catching that, Bryn. I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so now on to our next topic would be establishing our agenda and our meeting date. How do you feel about skipping our August meeting? Are you wanting to do that, or do you want to go ahead and still meet? I'm going to be around. I can go either way. Just because we don't meet doesn't mean the work group work stops. It just means we don't have this meeting. So any feedback from the rest of you?
Sounds good to me.
To skip? Okay, so from Patty, I hear she's thinking skipping. Bryn?
Yeah, I agree. I think we've got, you know, that we can do our work in between and then just report on it in September.
Okay, how are you feeling?
Well, I don't have any objection to that, but because I do have company again coming the last part of August, so.
Okay, well.
That would work out for me, too.
Okay, then it sounds like we are going to, oh, wait a minute. We have to vote on that, don't we?
I think
might
we
as
should.
Well.
Yeah, I think, so
I don't think so, but yeah, I don't think, but.
Might as well.
You got the crew here, you might as well do
okay.
it, right? You got the committees here, so.
So then.
I move to not hold a meeting in August and hold our next meeting in September.
I second.
And that is for which group?
That is for the Newport 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee.
Oh, so good, so good.
Put her on the spot.
So we got a first motion and a second. All those in favor, aye.
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 Okay, everybody said aye, so no one to say nay. So we will not meet in August. Our next meeting would be, the 26th of September. That's the day that after I get home from vacation.
Good.
Okay. So our work will continue. We will still communicate back and forth with each other. I hope to see everyone tomorrow at the celebration. Do you have any agenda items you would like added to the agenda for next month? Otherwise, it's going to look much like it looks this month. Nope. Okay. We will go ahead and have our agenda that looks all the same. Items, and we can be very hopeful that maybe we will have an application to look at. I'm proverbially wear those red glasses, rose-colored, my son says, so be looking forward to having some more people. Anything else for the good of the order?
Real quick, how many seats are still vacant right now?
Three.
Three, that's including the stew seat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Stay safe out there, everybody. This will adjourn the 60 Plus Advisory Committee meeting at 3:09 on June 27th, 2022.